at Pro Wrestling History with Bash!
In 1985 in Rosemont, Illinois, the World Wrestling Federation, WWF's first pay-per-view, PPV, with wide reach, the Wrestling Classic took place. In 1975 in St. Paul, Minnesota, Nick Bockwinkle beat Vern Gagne to take home the American Wrestling Association, AWA, World Heavyweight title. This ended Gagne's ninth reign and began Bockwinkle's four-year run of holding the title. Those first 4 years are always the best. It's just downhill from there. In 1970 in Manhasset, New York, the ninth Triple Crown champion, first All Elite Wrestling, AEW, world champion, leader of the Inner Circle, and lead singer of Fozzy, Chris Jericho, was born. In 2011, World Wrestling Entertainment, WWE, unveiled a logo for the WWE Network. You know, there ought to be a Bash Network. It would look like this. Oh, this is just audio? I guess I'll have to show you my mock logo for the letter B later. In 1997 in Montreal, Quebec, Canada, the World Wrestling Federation, WWF, held Survivor Series where World Heavyweight Champion Bret Hart, who is leaving the WWF for World Championship Wrestling, WCW, was double-crossed with the outcome of his match with Shawn Michaels. And in 1948 in Houston, Texas, Danny McShane beat Antonio Rocca to take home the National Wrestling Alliance, NWA, Texas Heavyweight title. This began his second reign with the Texas title. Did I mention this was a Texas title in Texas? Let me know. But don't call us to tell us. Text us. That's This Week in Pro Wrestling History. I'm Bash. Follow me on the socials at Bash and Barb. Buy our t-shirt on prowrestlingtees.com/bashandbarb or visit bashandbarb.com for more.